And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Happy New Year. Bobby Funk, Panic in the Paddock.
Trying to catch my eye, not interesting you as a climb over the sky. Stop the rigid flick of your hair. Stop galloping and die, die, despair. Panic in the paddock, I ain't fucking horses. Panic in the paddock, always charging up to me. Panic in the paddock, where I don't deserve this. Pads are filling up with piss. Wrapped down my spine, I've been scared of you since I was nine. Your mates hang on, surrounded, no escape. You massive horse twats, I made a mistake. Panic in the paddock, I ain't fucking horses. Panic in the paddock, always charging up to me. Panic in the paddock, what I do is love this. My pants are filling up with piss.
Paul.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
He's a funny old bloke, that Bobby Funk. All the way from Falmouth, Tony.
Falmouth?
Falmouth punk rock, mate. And oh, playing at Manchester Punk Festival, which is runs between, I think it's the 20th and 22nd of April.
Right, okay.
This year in venues across Manchester. And they've got yet another Manchester Punk Festival free download compilation out. Volume, was that volume 12 we're on now, I think.
Wow.
And so we're playing four of the songs this week. We have lifted from that. And by typing in Manchester Punk Festival to that Google or internet, you will find the website and you'll be able to download it via their Bandcamp page in a pay what you like capacity, Tony.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
However, Bobby Funk, he don't like horses, as just has been apparent in that song. It's funny.
Right.
I don't think you were saying the other week about how you'd bought Wonky and it's nervous racehorse.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby Funk could make a racehorse nervous, I think, after that song. What is Bobby Funk's Bandcamp page?
Bobbyfunk.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the internet nil. And it's a very happy new year to you, sir.
Yeah, happy new year to you too.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about New Year and what we did and all that over the show, didn't we? Because I think you got a bit classical, didn't you? And I really didn't.
Right. Okay.
I went very bottom end.
Okay.
But I would like to start the New Year by inviting all of our listeners out there to get in touch for this section in particular. I'd like your jokes and poems this year, and also your misheard songs. So we did have a bit of a lull over Christmas, understandably. Everyone's doing other things. But I'm just going to sort of say this. So if you have a joke, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem for me, send the same address, paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, Poetry Corner. And if you have a misheard lyric or a line in a song that you've always got wrong, much to the hilarity of your peers, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, I don't know what I'm singing, or words to that effect.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what we'd like this year, and I'm sure you'll be begging all the way through the show.
Oh, I have no doubt.
It is. It's our first week beg, isn't it?
It is.
I'm going to play two songs in a row now, Tom.
Okay.
And they have an Iberian feel.
Ooh.
That's right. I'm not afraid to use the phrase an Iberian feel this early in 2017.
Right.
2017, which will be, what, the 12th year of Punky Radio?
Yes.
Good God. Punky's nearly a teenager, Tony.
Hmm. Blimey.
Oh, dear. Anyway, two songs. First up, a band that sent me a brilliant email. that said, "Hi, Paul, have you heard of Pussy Whips? They're Portugal. Here's a download." So anyway, I've now heard from Pussy Whips, who are from Portugal, and got the download. Brilliant. Great band. Really good. Right, stay tuned for this Naga that we have played before. But first up, all the way from... Now, I don't know how to say this. It's spelled C-O-I-M-B-R-A. Coimbra? Would that be Coimbra?
Yeah, why
Coimbra?
Not?
Coimbra? Do you want to have a go, Tone?
Coimbra?
Coimbra.
Coimbra?
Coimbra. I believe it's Coimbra. Coimbra. I don't know. Coimbra. I don't know, mate. Coimbra. If you know how to pronounce the name of the place that we think is called Coimbra in Portugal, do email bullybeat@punkyradio.com. Type your email. I know how to pronounce Coimbra. Anyway, absolutely brilliant. A great band. I just had no notion of them before, but have now. And it's a good way for bands to get in touch as well. What I'd like to know, Tony, is what is Pussy Whips' Bandcamp page?
Pussywhips.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's that straightforward with Bandcamp, isn't it? I tend to come unstuck when we're doing the old Bandcamps.
Yeah.
It's Pussywhips, PussyWhips.bandcamp.com. It can be translated, fortunately, so I knew what was going on. As I say, stay tuned for Biznaga. We'll talk about them in a bit. But first up, this is Drive Through Riding Man.
Blowjo.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Biznaga or Biznaga. We never get this right. I'm just calling it Biznaga.
Biznaga sounds right.
It does sound about right, doesn't it? And a track called Heroes del No, which I did quite enjoy just practicing saying. We are the heroes del No. We are the No heroes. No del heroes. And they're all the way from Madrid, Tony. That's me saying that was a. Those two songs were a little Iberian peninsula on their own.
Very nice.
And there will be more from Spain and indeed Madrid in the second half of the show. Ooh. It's a truly European flavour to the show this week. Tony, what I want to know is, what is our Biznaga's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Biznaga.
No, rather curiously, it's Facebook.com/Biznaga Pop. B-I-Z-N-A-G-A Pop. Because a pop band, they are not, Tony. They are, however, a hot rocking band that sing in Spanish and come all the way from Slovenly Records. And hello and happy new year to Bazooka Joe and everyone else down there. They're great guys. Love them. And who knows, I might even get to meet one of them this year. Oh, yeah?
Okay.
More of that in future months. Absolutely great band. They've got an album out right now, as I gave away via Slovenly. Do check them out, as you should all the bands we play on the show. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for the inaugural for 2017.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
New year, old lines.
Yep. Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Obviously, it's been quiet because you've all been celebrating Christmas, but we have had a couple of comments. Joseph Sir Borg's been in touch.
Sir Borg.
In response to last week's show, I knew I was going to love the Zipheads, but every song was great this week. I especially enjoyed the Witch Doctors. Happy New Year, Punky. Happy New Year to you, Mr. Sir Borg.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he was going to enjoy it. Not only is all the music we play on the show brilliant, but that was the best of all the brilliant show, all the brilliant stuff we played.
Yes.
It was bound to be great.
The best of is always good.
I love definition. Well, yeah, it's the best of, Tony.
Yeah. The best, almost.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a major surprise. although saying that, they are the best of as voted by me and you, rather than as voted by... Hey, I'll tell you what, that would be breaking new ground for this year. Should we do a best of as voted by listeners?
That would be nice.
We'll do that.
That would involve them getting in touch and doing something.
It would, yeah. But I think they would when they got the chance to influence the show in that capacity. Yeah, we could have a best of ever first day.
That'd be nice.
As voted by listeners. We've got enough listeners have been there.
We've got enough time. July, June, July, something like that. I think it's mid-July. Yeah. July.
Yeah, working on the base, we're still alive.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Nez Coy's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, many thanks. Just listen to your show while cooking our Christmas dinner. A superb soundtrack to my culinary creations. Keep it up in 2017. And if you can't, just ask Mick. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But thanks, Nez.
Hang on, do you think he means Mick Jagger?
Could be.
Because Mick Jagger's keeping it up, isn't he?
Right, okay. That's a good point. Is that a good point? Yep, there you go.
I do apologise if I'm wrong there, but I'm suspecting he's saying, ask Mick.
Because we do Mick forget Jagger. What we say week to week.
Mate, I forget what I say hour to hour.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Why not? That's it though for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Oh, Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. So, Tony.
Yes.
We're going to play another song now, and this is another band that are playing at their Manchester Punk Festival in mid to late April of this year. And a band that, again, that I think I have heard before, but kind of not really noticed as such, should I say, which isn't fair, because they're terrific, as you're going to find out. Well, they're from Hamburg, Tony.
Oh, very nice.
That's right. I'm telling you, it's a proper European feel. So far, we've covered four countries in four songs, including this one. It's amazing. And we're like, yeah, it's turned out Punky Radio is pretty much remaining. Isn't it? It's like we're properly involved here with Europe. Band called Brain Dead, Tony, which is quite fitting for this show. Yeah. And again, another real coup, a real catch for Manchester Punk Festival. As I've already said, you can find out more about the bands playing, and indeed you can get these songs, that some of the songs we're playing this week are on this free download, Manchester Punk Festival Volume 12 via Manchester Punk Festival by TNS Records. You know the website. What's the website?
It's manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
It is. And what's Braindead's website? What's Braindead's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BraindeadHamburg.
Good idea. Facebook.com/BraindeadScarCore. SKACORE, Brain Dead Scarcore. You'll understand why when you hear them. This is a slower number. I think we need to sort of slow down a bit, Tone, after all that fast stuff from Falmouth, Portugal, and Madrid. It's time to slow down a little via Hamburg.
All right.
Paulie B. Instead 2, Tony 2. This is, oh good lord, I won't say this, Hamburg Gegen Gewalt.
Down in the city, feel the frustration. Police get very. Try to enforce dark segregation, but some taste it against rebellion.
Listening to Nard Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do feel a little bit guilty that I'm not explaining Gnarly Wave anymore, but you just have to go back in time to find out about Gnarly Wave.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So that was indeed Brain Dead. And as you said, we didn't play the whole of that song because it's quite long. So we snipped off the start of it. And you get the whole song by downloading it.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to say, did you do anything last week? But I would really hope you did, Tony.
Unfortunately, we didn't. Steph was ill. We did plan to have a bit of a classical New Year's Eve. Have some of that nice wine rather than the nasty wine that gives me a headache.
Not the cheap wine, you mean?
Cheap wine, yeah.
You just had expensive wine, did you?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have anything in the end. Steph was ill, so we had to cancel the gig and get a refund and watch it. So we ended up watching Bridget Jones and X-Men.
You watched what? Bridget Jones and X-Men?
Yeah.
What on earth was she doing with them?
Well, it's made it more interesting.
It'd make Bridget Jones more interesting.
Exactly.
That would be a film I would watch, Bridget Jones versus X-Men. I would definitely go and see Alien versus Predator could go bugger itself. Bridget Jones versus X-Men would be terrific. Oh no, she has vanquished us with her tweenus. what about my big pants? Shut up, Iron Man.
There you go. But yeah, so
Tony, I also watched the TV on New Year's Eve.
Oh, what did you watch?
I stayed into quite late. Whatever plans I had didn't come about.
Right.
And I ended up watching, I'd been watching Harry Potter all week. I'd never watched all the films.
Okay.
And they were on in a row every day, so I watched them, right? Mm. And I got to say, barring the last two, they all fit a formula, don't they?
You know? Yeah.
They're pretty much four or five films in a row exactly the same, then a film all about camping, and then a really good one. That was what I basically came out of that with. I did like the last one. I watched Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Mm. That finished at 10:30, and then I thought, well, I've just seen a load of scary witches and wizards. I might as well go up the Pelham.
Wow.
So I went to the pub just up the road from me, which is a lot more terrifying than anything Harry Potter had to offer, particularly as it approached midnight. I had lots of fun with lots of people I don't really know that well, but have all decided they know me.
Oh, really?
Which is quite handy. It's quite handy, because you never know when you might need a bit of help with a neighbour. I think I mentioned last week. No advance on that story so far, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, right. if he did hear last week, so basically nothing else has happened so far. So yeah, and then on New Year's Day, I thought, I'll have a nice quiet day today. I'll just take it easy. Still in bed at 4:00 in the afternoon, Tony.
Hmm.
And I get a text from an unlikely source.
Okay.
Yeah, an unlikely source, mainly being my friend Asterix, who the girl, despite being called Asterix, I named her as it goes. She's the person that I normally stay with when I'm in Oslo.
Right.
And she was in London, and she said, I thought I might come and see you. I went, oh, really? When? And she went, well, I'm at the station.
Wow.
All right. Okay. So she was in London at St Pancras Station, got on a train to Nottingham, and was there at 7:30, so I'd go meet her. So any plans I had got completely scuppered, and it meant that I can't even remember what we did that night. Oh, that night we went to a few pubs around me.
Mm.
And then the next day I showed her around Nottingham, gave her the Nottingham tour. She was particularly impressed by the Royal Statue and Ye Olde Trip to Jerusalem.
It's a cracking pub.
But nothing impressed her as much, Tony, as the Old Dog and Partridge.
See, I've still not seen that.
Totally, I'm taking you down there. Right, it was a Monday. It was packed.
Okay.
Packed with old people doing karaoke.
Smashing.
It was a mixture of the 70s and 80s combined. It's absolutely terrific. It's just brilliant pub, really cheap, absolutely rammed, the friendliest people you could possibly want. A load of old people got off the tram when at Royal Centre when we were going to go down, and we went down to Armagh Square. And when they got off, she said, oh, look, all those old people are getting off. I went, they're probably going to pantomime.
Right. Right.
That would make sense. And then we saw them all in the Old Dog and Partridge.
Right, okay.
They were all going for a good old drink up and a lash up and a sing up. It was brilliant. So, yeah, and then she left, where are we, last night.
Right, okay.
Because she had to fly back to Oslo today. So, it was extremely nice to see her. I've actually got a photograph of her in my back garden pointing at cat shit.
Right.
That's right. It's the first European involvement. What I'm going to say is that now people are now... I think that was the real reason she came up. People are now travelling from far and wide to see what's going on in my backyard.
You are pop your hands across the ocean.
I really am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this photo on Facebook? It's not, is it?
No, not yet. No, 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 no.
Okay.
It'll be part of the next photo story. But anyway, I've been cracking on too long. Let's play a song from the vaults, Tony. And I have reverted to that brilliant punk rock compilation, Action Time Vision, which we've still got some songs left to play of it. It's out now. I thought you'd maybe seen. I thought we'd had a Facebook comment about someone saying that they bought it. Maybe they put it on my page.
It was a Twitter. I did see it. It was on Twitter.
Yeah, we don't do Twitter, do we?
No, I'm glad I even saw it. I'm quite surprised I did.
But it's fantastic. So quite clearly, at least two people have bought this brilliant compilation with 111 punk rock tracks on it via Cherry Red Records called Action Time Vision, which we have been talking about a lot. Anyway, you can do your own research now. We're not going to keep going on about it, but we are going to keep playing a few songs off it into the new year. I didn't think we'd go this far, but there's quite a few left that I want to play. And next back this week, Vice Squad, Tony. And the reason I thought of this was, I took Asterix to the old Salutation Inn where several years ago I saw Vice Squad.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And a really, really good chat with them. Really nice people. Absolutely brilliant. You can find out more about Vice Squad by going to their website, which is
vicesquad.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 2. And hello to everyone in the band, particularly Paul Mooney and Becky Bondage, who I've had a right old laugh with before. This is from a very, very long time ago, Tony, when Vice Squad was still from Bristol, but now they've reformed and all that, and they're sort of from London now, and this is Nothing. You're listening to... No, you're not. Shut up, Paul. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Keep that in, will you?
Okay.
So people know what an idiot I am. I've done a burp now as well. Blimey. That's my squad and Nothing, and I'm going to calm down now. I'm not... I shouldn't be this excited. I just thought after the last bit, I'm a right gas bag, aren't I?
Well, we have very little of anything else this week, so it's good.
It was just gas, just me, Paul B. Edwards, the bag of gas. So have you got any gigs for us?
I don't have any new ones, but I do have one that I could redo that is pertinent, so yes.
So you're going to do a pertinent repeat?
Hmm.
All right. Well, in that case, let's do the song.
Tony's International Gig Guide. Pertinent repeat.
You knew it. You're a legend.
12 years.
Not yet.
No, not now. Nearly. Yes. So if you do have a gig for me, do email me. Tony@punkyrager.com. Tell me who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It doesn't have to be in the UK. We are international. So do email me your gigs. Last year I did feature one that's actually this week, so I'm redoing one. It's at the 100 Club, so from this Friday the 5th through to next Friday the 13th of January. It's their 11-day resolution festival.
Oh,
so lots of things on.
Yeah.
So this Friday, this Thursday, the Vibrators are on. Antinori League is on Saturday. Discharge in next Thursday. GBH next Friday. Lots of stuff on. The Lurkers are playing on the 15th. Lots of stuff on. I think it's just lots of separate gigs rather than a festival. But
yeah,
check it
is.
Out.
But it's also lots of like the old school classic punk rock bands that are somehow still going.
Yes.
And yeah, and each one will have supports on as well, and each gig will be brilliant.
It's cracking. Go to the 100club.co.uk for more information.
Is it the 100 Club? Is it THE 100?
It is.
It is, yeah. I thought we better just check that.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
But that's all I have.
Well, that's all right, Tony. Okay. That's a perfectly good gig. If you have a gig, do email tony@punkyray.com. Tighten your email. What? Tony's International Gig Guide. International Gig Guide. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Put it in repeat. That was brilliant. I'm so happy. It doesn't take much to please me. Right, let's play another band now, Tony. Again, a band I don't think we played before. They are playing Manchester Punk Festival this year, and there will be one more track from this free download via Manchester Punk Festival. Really good. I mean, it is a pay what you like, and if you can afford a quid or a buck or whatever, do pay it, because the money goes back into advertising the festival. If you can't afford it, take the money, take the songs, but if you can afford it, make a contribution. The Murderburgers, Tony.
Okay.
From Scotland.
Right.
Now, I don't know where in Scotland, because I went on their website. What is their website, Tony?
Murderburgers.co.uk?
It's themurderburgers.co.uk, so it's probably the Internet 3, Tony 3.
Okay.
And when I went on their website, it just said they were from Scotland. Didn't say whereabouts.
Right.
So I'm afraid, I don't know where Murderburgers are exactly from.
Okay.
They are not as precise as the Finnish. Mm. They always tell us exactly where they're from, in detail. Read references. But yeah, the Murderburgers, I quite like saying it as well, Murderburgers. The Murderburgers are playing Manchester Punk Festival in April, and so we are featuring them this week's show. And that's about all I've said. I think you're going to like this, Tony. A little bit of melodic punk rock for you coming up.
Loving it.
This is The Waves. We'll be right back. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was what I nearly said in the last section, but I realised it was this section. That's why I didn't say it in the last section.
Right.
That was the Murder Burgers and the Waves. And what I'd like to ask you now, Tony, is are you doing anything this week?
First week back, so getting back in swing of it. I'm also having to, unfortunately, look for a new bass player.
Oh, that was quick.
Yes. Lasted a couple of weeks.
You didn't kill him, did you?
No, I don't think so. No, he quit over Christmas. Just wasn't his bag. So having to start again. Yeah. So we hoped to do a gig in March, but we had to cancel that because there's now no chance. So started again. Re-advertising. Had a few people respond. So fingers crossed we'll have one sorted soon. But yeah. Not the start of the year I wanted, but hey.
Well, what a shame that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worst things happen.
Exactly. What are you up to this week?
It's my show in Hitchin on Friday, the first one of 2017. And if you fancy some stand-up comedy in the North Harts area, or indeed central Bedfordshire area, or indeed, you know, I don't care how far you travel, as long as you come down and have a good time. Woodside Hall in Hitchin, find out more about it, lastminutecomedy.com. It features President Obonjo, who is the man who won our New Act of the Year competition last year. He's not a new act, he's great, actually. And he's opening, and then the closing act is a Scottish comedy veteran called Jeff Boyes, who's been a good friend of mine for 20 years, and I'm looking forward to seeing both of them, and it'll be really good. So, and that is basically my plan for this week.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm sort of working in me other stuff and that, so that'll be my only night out this week. Will be on Friday night, and obviously I'll be working at it.
Yeah, true.
But anyway, that's me, and then I think I'll be doing more interesting things in terms of me going out next week.
But no Oslo, no.
No Oslo, no. I'm moving that to the end of the month for this season.
Oh, okay.
So there will be news of that in future weeks.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, so that's about it for me, really. Should we just crack on?
Yes, let's do that.
Well, it's two more songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
We will be returning to Madrid in a little while, but first up, all the way from Malmo, a band we have played before called Nightmen. Now, Nightmen isn't strictly true because there's one woman in them.
Ooh.
But they're still called Nightmen. But I'm not going to say anything about that. That's just how it is. You know, it doesn't matter what you call yourself. It's just, I was quite surprised when a band comes through called Nightmen, and I look on it, and they're not, and it's like Nightmen and Nightmen and Woman.
Night people.
Yeah, which is stupid by me. I can't help myself, can I? Every time there's a woman in the band, I say something stupid about it, and I've done it again. Fact is, they're excellent. That's the important thing. What is Nightmen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Nightmen Band.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Nightmen Rock. I'm not sure what to call this, Tony. I suppose I'm just going to call it Rock Roll. But okay. This is absolutely brilliant. I think it's the second track we've played off their latest album, which is out right now. This is Amanda Lear.
Yeah.
dance.
Walking up and down an empty town, what are going to pass the kinder cows? The streetlights tell you what to do or say. No way to catch a tiger by the tail. Ready to get out of responsibility bill. 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 With summers you wake up to break a stone. At night you go to bed and that is all. And then the neighbor says hi by the door. You smile at him but dream of freeing your soul. Ready to get out of responsibility bill. 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 Responsibility bill. Ready to get out of responsibility bill. Ready to get out of responsibility bill. Ready to get out and out of responsibility bill.
You're listening to Rich Vaughan sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Los Chicos and Responsibilityville. Los Chicos, Tony, all the way from Madrid. So two bands from Madrid this week.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got an album out right now, which we got, I think, via Dirty Water Records. But they are... they have got their own label, Los Chicos, as well. But I think we got it via there. And the album now is called Rock Pile of Shit. And it's really good. Nice. And that's the third or fourth song we played from it. Really good, really interesting band, really good fun. It's quite funny. On their website, I'm going to tell you now, it's a Blogspot website. What is it, Tony?
LosChicos.blogspot.com?
LosChicosRocks.blogspot.co.uk.
Ooh.
Paulie B. And the, what's that? Paulie B. Instead of four, Tony three. No, is it 5-3? It's 5-3.
I've not done well this week. It could be 5-3.
It's 5-3, I think. And it's quite funny. They've got how they advertise themselves on the loschicosrocks.blogspot.co.uk. It basically says punk, rock, garage, ska, pub rock, plus beer equals fiesta. And they are. They're a great fun. They're one of the bands I'd really like to see them live. I think they'd be absolutely terrific. They have a previous album that's called something like We Look Absolutely Terrible But We Sound Great. They're just really, really good. So that's that. I do realise I've been through everything that I was going to say about them very quickly there without really knowing how to stop. So I'll just stop. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
That's a terrible start to 2017.
It's a terrible start, isn't it? Yes, if you do have a twat, do email me. Tony@punkyrager.com. Yeah.
I don't know what you're going
to
do.
I had a good end to the year of it, but we just bolted at the end and
you
now
did
it's
actually.
Yeah, I just want the twat's name, where are they from, and the reason. It is that simple. So do email me, tony@punkyrager.com.
Yeah, do that, and we do like your twats, obviously.
Yeah.
I was expecting one more death before New Year, Tony, but it didn't happen.
We did think there would be, wouldn't they?
I thought there might have been one more celebrity death, but we peaked with George Michael, didn't we, I think?
Carrie Fisher was a peak for me.
Carrie Fisher. Well, yeah, Carrie Fisher and then Debbie Reynolds the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there was one more.
Actually, Debbie Reynolds, wasn't it? Yeah, that was probably the day we recorded, I think.
Yeah, so we did.
Oh, we got one then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got one. I don't really see it as a victory, though, Tony.
No.
You know.
Yeah, terrible, terrible year for it.
Yeah, it was, yeah. But you know what? I mean, the thing is that everyone's getting older. But if you've got an ageing population, it means that more and more people are going to die that you've heard of every year.
Yeah, but it's not like there's people dying that old.
Well, that's some of them are, mate.
Yes, oh yeah, definitely some of them are. George Michael, 53.
How old was Debbie Reynolds?
Oh, well, she was 80-something, wasn't she?
There you go, yeah. So it's like, yes. But, you know, it's not so unusual for people to die from about my age onwards, really. You know, start having heart attacks, don't they?
Mm.
By the time you're mid-40s, mate, you have to watch yourself.
I'm still in my 30s, so, you know, I'll start thinking about that later.
Yeah, you could still be a shock tiling incident death.
Sure.
But I think, Tony, I think most people would rather have had George Michael's life up to 53 than live to be 100 and have had a normal everyday life.
He did seem to enjoy himself.
He enjoyed himself and he gave to others, Tony.
He did, yeah, well, he probably gave and received.
And also, I'm going to say something quite controversial here, Tony.
Okay.
But also, on, I believe, it was Wham's first album. It's called Fantastic. Was that their first album?
It does ring a bell. I think you might be right.
It's the one with the red cover. I don't know if it's the first or second. But on that album, they did a really good version of Love Machine.
Did they?
Yeah. Not the one you're thinking of, Tony.
No, it would be pretty good.
Because it was 10 years before it came out. It's one that goes, bum, 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 I'll be your love machine. And I won't love nobody but you. Oh, yeah. I'll be your love machine. That one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Was it good, was it?
Brilliant, yeah. Probably as good as the version I just did.
Wow, controversial.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. There was at least one Wham song I really liked. Admittedly, a cover.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, hopefully we'll get a track for next week. Should we do the last song then? I suppose we should.
I guess we should.
Last song this week, Tony. A band that appears to have been persuaded to reform for Manchester Punk Festival.
Oh, blimey.
A band all the way from Liverpool called Chief. And Chief, I think, disbanded in 2011. And then they have got back together. And I'm not sure whether it's particularly for Manchester Punk Festival or whether it's just coincided with it. But anyway, they've got back together. And I, for one, am very pleased about that, Tony.
Yes, excellent.
So they'll be playing Manchester Punk Festival. I think it's April the 20th, 22nd, I think, this year. And it's the Punk Festival, it's not in one place. It's in venues across Manchester over those 3 days. There's so many bands on, it's ridiculous. And you can get this track for nothing if you choose to, but we are suggesting that you make a contribution of some sort if you like the songs you've heard this week when you download said compilation. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Chief's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Chief Band.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Chief UK. Start of the year, Paulie B Internet 6, Tony 3, and this is This Island.
Get out now!
that's about the size of it for this week. That was Chief and This Island. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves listening to us for the first show of 2017. As usual, I think it's safe to say we have enjoyed making the show, Tony.
Always.
Maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
Three great internet stations. If you're listening on one of them right now, well done. If you're not, why not give them a try? That's about it. I might see some of you at my show in Hitchin on Friday. Tony, I hope you're feeling well all week.
Thank you very much.
All I have to say is say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't.